from WDRT's highest rated and best backup studio, Studio B. This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
It is really nice to be here today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's kind of different. It's light out when we're recording.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because normally it's been dark.
Yeah, the vitamin D. No, that hour makes a big difference. I do. I can feel it.
Can you?
Can I officially spring is sprung? Can we officially go optimistic about that?
Not until the 10 inches of snow was melted.
Next week.
I wanted to swear on that one, but I didn't. I held back.
Nice. No, I didn't want to. We're on a good pace. We don't want to start over. Although if we're going to start over, might as well be early in it.
Hey,
it's been a
guess
good,
what?
What's up, buddy?
Rodgers.
Oh, did you hear? Did you hear?
I didn't hear anything about it. What happened?
There's the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. He's a presumed starter. His name's Aaron Rodgers.
I've heard something about him.
He's looking. He was talking on a television show once again this week.
No, I think it was on a YouTube
podcast.
Yeah, you're right. YouTube podcast.
It isn't even on the television.
No.
He was railing against the media on the YouTube channels once again. This time, though, some real smoke to that fire, or something like that.
Or to the darkness.
Yeah. He came out of that retreat. He's swinging full force. He said at least today.
Today that could change.
You know, because it's at 5:20 on a Wednesday evening. By the time Friday at 9:30 does roll around, this could all be old news. He could be former Packer Aaron Rodgers, but he was talking, wanted to be a Jet. He's decided. He's talked with everybody. Everybody but the Packers apparently are on board with him being a New York Jet next year. The only thing holding them up is
the trade.
Like, what is he worth? So now it's the Packers' fault if this doesn't all work out, instead of it being Aaron Rodgers' fault, which is correct. It is the Packers' fault. It's the Packers' own fault for being here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. From the beginning of that.
Yep. You see every other team with a franchise quarterback does not have the issues that the Green Bay Packers seem to have.
Except for one.
Well, even the Baltimore Ravens are going to get two first-round picks if they have some real issues with their quarterback. But that's still not a bad. They have a franchise starting quarterback. The Packers apparently want to get rid of theirs, but they want a price. Probably feels like, but they were saying first-round pick at least one.
Two.
That is silly. You've got to figure now as much as the Packers have lost face, so to speak, as much as they've. They now, if they're offered that for one first-rounder, they got to say yes. They get a top 15 pick, and you just say, okay, good enough, because we lost a bunch of money on this transaction. This was this bet that they made last year. They're recouping, 50 cents on the dollar for what? If
that.
$60 million it's going to cost them to not have Aaron Rodgers and to pay Jordan Love and to sign and whatever they get in draft collateral. Very expensive transaction.
It's going to affect the Green Bay Packers for several years.
Yeah, it really seemed like a flip decision last year that, we have to have Aaron Rodgers. We have to make this happen. If the Packers don't have a good season next year, you can feel good about wanting to fire a GM. At the end
at
of this
point,
you're attaching a lot to Jordan Love, and as a Packer fan, obviously you're rooting for Jordan Love. It'd be really, really nice to not to stick it to an Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers is great and Hall of Famer, and he's done nothing to get anybody's ire up.
I'm just happy the fact that there's a potential that we won't see my Minnesota Vikings see him,
sure,
at all.
Which I'm sure.
Or Chicago is probably just going. Great.
Right. Yeah, every team that Aaron Rodgers has beaten up on gets to breathe a sigh of relief. Of course, if they're right, Jordan Love is going to beat up on all those teams anyway. If you're crossing your fingers and being optimistic about it.
What would the chances of being having a third?
Well, I mean, they've put it in the right way, right? Like, if you were going to put a package together that said, this is how we're going to get our franchise quarterback. You draft a guy in the first round who's young, at 21 years old. You keep him around for 3 years to learn the system and figure out what you got in him. You draft a guy in the first round, he's got a big old arm.
And
he sits for 3 years learning how to be great at quarterback, refine all your stuff. And then you put him into a situation where he's got veteran running backs. He's got a team that's been successful in the near past. You've got a good, in theory, a pretty good defense if they're healthy coming back. You've got first-round picks who missed all of last year that will play next year. The Packers' defense should be much, much better. You got rid of a D coordinator, so that has to make your team a little better. So, yeah, if you were going to put an unknown commodity at quarterback, the Packers have a pretty good situation.
Right, right. The I mean, they're all saying the right stuff.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, we believe he's ready to go. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay.
It's probably because they know they have to. You're right. They
have no choice, really.
You're right, because if they say, who knows, that doesn't bode well for when you're looking across the huddle at the guy and trying to say, no, what I meant was, we're going to be great.
On a side note.
Sure, what do you got?
Being the Jets that they are.
Sure.
I would completely laugh. I mean, it sucked, but I would laugh if something fell through.
Oh, sure.
And the Jets did not get him.
But they got Alan Lazard
as your plan B?
Your plan B is rough because the thing is,
Carson Wentz.
They still have a former first round pick quarterback on their roster who is bad enough that they have tried to get every other quarterback in the league to start over him. But
Mike White. He's gone.
Yes. So if you're the Jets and you don't end up with,
so whose fault would it be if it didn't happen?
I mean, it's still a Green Bay problem. Because the Jets can just keep saying, we're the only team left that can take him off your hands.
Well, no, but the situation, though, is too, okay, Aaron doesn't go to Jets because of one thing or another, so what does he do? Go back to Green Bay? I love you guys. And then it goes, or does he retire?
It feels like he retires, right? Because at this point, the Packers in the next month have to sign Jordan Love up, which means they don't have the money for an Aaron Rodgers at that point.
In the interview, he said, Rodgers said, going into his 4-day black retreat,
sure,
he was 90% on the side of retiring. 10% maybe playing again. He said he came out of that with a completely different light and feeling of the Green Bay Packers. 4 days later, he goes, oh, I feel like playing again. 90%.
So he sat in the dark and just saw the words Jets in the dark.
Apparently.
And saw
60 million.
Well, he had 4 days to picture 60 million $1 bills and decided, I like that idea. I'm going to give her a whirl. Yeah.
Two,
counting sheep, counting dollar bills. Yeah.
Just because being a sports fan, specifically NFL, I'd love to see that. The trade talks between Green Bay and Jets, just all of a sudden tomorrow going,
and disintegrate straight through.
We're out. Aaron, you're on your own, buddy.
The Jets are saying, we don't have a quarterback, and the Packers are saying, we have one too many quarterbacks now.
The Jets go to the Lamar and go, hey.
We'll offer that same two first-round picks.
There you go. The Ravens. You are a great option at this point.
I mean, does that mean that Aaron Rodgers wants to go play for the Ravens? is this how this spins around, that all of a sudden he's on his...
I want something bad to go wrong here.
It does feel like it's too smooth.
And I'm willing to see that, and even if it makes... Rodgers go back. I don't think, because no matter what, I don't think he's going back to Green Bay at this point.
As a Vikings fan, you remember the Brett Favre thing. He wanted to go play for, who was the coach that he was super good friends with? that was the Vikings coach for a minute. He was like an offensive coordinator.
Oh, I don't know.
He was the former Wisconsin Badgers quarterback too. Was it Bollinger?
Bollinger?
Something like that, but he wanted to go to the Vikings, and the Packers said, no, we're not letting that happen.
Yeah, right.
So he had to get a trade to the Jets to be able to play for the team that he really wanted to play for. That feels right. That feels like they should be able to. It shouldn't be this easy. By next week, we should be talking about this.
But like I said, I want to see it. Just break the entertainment value alone.
Yes.
I mean, everybody's just... I mean,
you could fire everyone. Both teams can fire those people at that point. It's
so funny.
And also, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's going to work itself out where an Aaron Rodgers plays for the Jets next year and Jordan Love starts. And, you know, if he can't, Jordan Love can't be worse than an Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, Aaron Rodgers was barely above league average last year.
Right, right.
So if you're looking at, is Jordan Love an average or above average quarterback? This is totally worth it.
We'll find out.
You're going to, because 2 years from now, Aaron Rodgers is not going to cost $60 million. He's not going to be hurting the cap in 2 years. So this next year sort of feels like a, like Favre. Like it doesn't matter. Yeah. The Packers sort of, if they bomb out, fantastic, because you can draft a guy real high in the first round. And if it works it's house money at this point.
Well, not Packers can if they give up two or get if they get two draft picks, yeah, absolutely then. But yeah. Does it mean that maybe in 2 years I should be preparing myself to buy an Aaron Rodgers jersey?
As for the Vikings? When he replaces Kirk Cousins at a 40.
Because next year he's on for one more year. Next year would be the second.
43-year-old Aaron Rodgers for a year? No, I feel like you're getting one or two more years. You've gone 3 years of him not really wanting to play and having to talk himself into playing. So
I think he's got one more.
Yeah. So you're just one big last go out.
I think, and the Jets are going to give the Packers 2 years worth of stuff. And then Jets are going to be screwing themselves again.
Well, I mean, if you're the Jets, the Jets have always been a really bad franchise for so long.
Bad choices.
It seems
their last great quarterback was Joe Namath.
Well, when your best...
Not Namath.
Joe Namath and Mark Sanchez. Mark Sanchez?
Nah, he wasn't good either. Joe. What's the famous Joe? Broadway Joe.
Joe Namath. Yeah. Broadway Joe Namath. Yep. No, you were right. You mispronounced it, but you were right. Yes. No, I mean, Mark Sanchez went to two AFC championship games in his first 3 years, and he was terrible. No, if you're the Jets, you haven't had a good quarterback since...
Testaverde, Chad Pennington.
Chad Pennington. I was going to say decent. Chad Pennington. Yeah, that's been 15-plus years ago. So if you're the Jets, you will gladly pay a first-round pick to make this happen. You haven't
seen... Well, they pay two.
Yes. I'm sure, you know, if they held them hostage to it and said, you're doing this or... I mean, it sounds like Aaron Rodgers has done what he did to the Packers already to the Jets.
Yeah.
So the Jets will give it up because the Jets apparently won't.
Has to happen. Nathaniel Hackett.
Yes.
Alan Lazard.
Correct.
I'm sure Randall Cobb will be there.
And him.
And it's just Mercedes, you know.
The fact that Aaron Rodgers is under contract for the Green Bay Packers and comes on the media and says, I want to play for the Jets next year. My team doesn't want me. It's my team's problem. The fact that he can say that means he has to play for the Jets next year. There's under no way can the Packers back down from it. So, yes, if somebody wants to play hardball, the Packers have to bend.
They're going to have to.
It's sort of how that works out.
I think in the big scheme of things, in the reality of it, they're all going to come to the agreement and the table and go, all right, here we go. You got to have them. We don't want them. Yep. We got to get rid of them.
Yep. Let's just do this.
They'll make it happen. It'll be done by Friday.
If a first round pick, whatever it is, it's not about it's not about what you're going to gain if you're the Green Bay Packers. It's how much face you're going to save by getting this deal done because you're past. He's going to cost you so much money to not play for you next year that you just have to suck it up and be like, wow, I'm sure glad we got something for this.
Yeah, at this point, it's just the Viking fan of me wants it to completely break down and the whole new soap opera begin.
Sure. And actually, the sports fan in me who likes to talk about sports would love to open up next year or next week and say, oh, we're really doing a Brett Favre repeat again with Aaron Rodgers for no reason at all. I mean, that would be kind of entertaining. You're not wrong. There were other things that happened in the NFL. I mean, there is more than two teams. There is more than the New York Jets and the Packers.
A lot of quarterback moves.
Tons of quarterback moves over the last
week.
Over the last week.
Since
once again, you've seen
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr signed. You saw Washington got rid of their quarterback. You saw the Saints.
All of them.
The Raiders have signed Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yep.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson is a guy without a team apparently. Whole lot of moving parts.
If you're a Chicago Bear fan, you're David Montgomery's now to Detroit.
Yeah, Chicago spent a bunch of money to get a bunch of. They got former Wisconsin Badger T.J. Edwards from the Eagles to be a starting middle linebacker.
Up a lot. D.J. Moore in the trade-off for the Carolina Panthers up.
They picked the world. Scored. They picked up the world for the number one pick that they really didn't need.
Right.
They need a great player. They don't need to get him at number one. To trade him for a number nine pick, a number two pick, in a second round pick, and a first round pick next year.
And D.J. Moore.
And a starting and your number one.
Yep.
Your 25-year-old number one starting wide receiver who's being paid already. You don't have to worry about his contract. Oh, that's a really, really good deal.
They're gonna be dangerous. I mean, I think Detroit will be dangerous. I mean, other than Green Bay, I don't know.
No, I mean, we said this a few shows ago that the needle for every other team in the NFC North is pointing at least up. For Minnesota, you could say, I mean, 13-4 last year or 14-3 last year. They don't have the needle doesn't have to point up. They're up as high as it's going to go. That's your ceiling. Hate to break it to you, your ceiling is that. But if you're the other two teams in this division, Detroit looks better than every year. They look good a little bit better
at the end of the year.
They look like the second best team.
Yeah.
And if you're the second best team in a division like that, you're a playoff team. They were almost a playoff team last year. Green Bay, in theory, is the same team because they can't afford to be anything else but the same team, and they weren't great. So they're battling.
They got knocked out by Detroit.
And then even Chicago, if Justin Fields takes that leap and you have a number one receiver and you've drafted really well and you've signed the guys on defense that you need to be successful, they should win many more than three games last year too.
I think for the NFC, I mean, right now it's beginning to look like the East, NFC, with Philadelphia, the Giants, Dallas being the powerhouse, you know?
Well, that also really opens you up in the NFC North for, you know, who could be a really disappointing team next year? Minnesota Vikings.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? If they are one quarterback injury away from...
because they re-signed Nick Mullins, their backup.
Who was not very... He was a not good backup for a couple teams now.
Yeah. I'd rather take Tyler Heinicke back at this point.
Sure. I mean, they've tried to draft guys to be the backup quarterback, so... They, like a lot of teams, if you're one quarterback injury away from losing 12 games.
We cut Adam Thielen, Eric Kendricks, which are probably two of my favorite players. I mean,
long time. The two of the longest tenured Minnesota Vikings are no longer with
Adam Thielen was the number three most receiving touchdowns, right there with Randy Moss.
Randy Moss, Chris Carter, and Adam Thielen. It's a big leap down, but...
What makes it tough is on Adam Thielen, as any Viking fan, is he's a homegrown guy.
I was listening to a radio show when I was working out on the road. It was a show out of Minneapolis. KFAN has the morning show.
Paul Allen.
Listening to Paul Allen, and they would have... Adam Thielen was on a lot. He seems like a really good dude.
Genuinely, everybody's like, we wish you couldn't do this, but you didn't have to do that, but it's business, and it is what it is. But
every NFL player at the end of those big contracts has to know that last year feels like a cut year, and it was for a bunch of players. So let's see. Did we mention Ezekiel Elliott got cut?
Today.
Former...
Like 3 hours ago.
Dallas Cowboy, he was
to get a max contract, essentially. And
he's 80 touchdowns, which is third most in Cowboys history behind Emmitt Smith and Tony Dorsett. He didn't look like a very great running back for a number of years now, so they saved $10 million. So he, if you're a Cowboys fan, he's not in your backfield anymore.
Tony Pollard, they franchise tagged him, but he's not an every down back.
No, they're paying $11 million to a running back, and they also cut a guy to save $11 million. So they didn't gain a whole hell of a lot. Heck, is that... Are we close?
We're close. Fine.
Oh, thank you. Whew. I can feel it. I can feel it in the air.
I tell you what.
This feels like the right time to take a musical break.
We'll take a break. We are going to hit
this with Changes by David Bowie, which is non-ironic for the change that we're seeing with the Packers. Hit it.
Waiting for, and my time was running wild, a million dead end streets. And every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me. But I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
There's gonna have to be a different man. Time may change me, but I can't trace time. Thank you. sides, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Where's the shame you've left us up to her next to me?
Time may change me,
but you can't twist time. Strange fascination, fascinating me. Our changes are taking the base I'm going through.
Changes.
Oh, look out, you rock and rollers.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Pretty soon now, you're gonna get older.
Time may change me,
but I can't trace time. I said that time may change me, but I can't trace time.
Wow, they really, really know. They really know how to put a song together, that David Bowie. 3 minutes, almost right on the dot for a perfect radio stop.
Well, not that's 3 minutes, 37 seconds.
Okay. Well, you know, that's not
bad. It's the average.
It's worth it. That was, yep, way to go. They know. Welcome back. We didn't swear, which was good.
Close.
Well, we were very, very close. We did a little while we were off air to get it out of the system, and now we're back. Going to talk Milwaukee Bucks. For just a little bit.
I'll just be over here running the board. Don't worry about it.
No, that's fine. I can. I made.
You got
notes.
Stuff.
You I got made stuff. Notes. Oh, nope. Good. I made decent notes. So.
Oh,
well, they're 50-19.
Jesus, are they really?
They are 50-19, which leaves you with 12 games. Math. Yeah, 13 games left, and they are 3 games up for first place in the East.
So they still got to play though.
Yes, these. But they're functionally healthy. As a team,
okay.
Which at this point in the year, when you've got 3 or 4 really good players who are now older, Drew Holiday is in his 30s, Brooke Lopez is in his 30s, Chris Middleton has been banged up, but he's give or take 30, and Giannis is a not young, like 28 or 27 something. You know, like he's been
not
playing
young.
Playing a lot of minutes for a lot of years, and he's been hurt a bit. So if you're at this point in the year with 10 or 12 games left and you're healthy, You can start kind of planning for what the they beat the Suns yesterday, 116-104. The Suns, who made a big trade, 2 weeks ago, give or take, for Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
Kevin Durant
they're not
is
see
hurt.
Him. They're gonna see him this year, are you?
No, Kevin Durant is probably not coming back till the playoffs.
Maybe. If
he's one of those ifs, and so if you're Phoenix, this year is weird. You traded, you gutted your team for a guy who's not gonna play, but you know a couple 2-3 games for you. But, you know, so whatever. I'm not a Suns fan. I'm a Bucks fan. So it was a good game to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been on TV quite a bit, you know, as that team with that guy on the team. Brooke Lopez is, you know, it's easy to talk about Giannis because Giannis every single game, 36 points, 11 boards, 8 assists, blocks and steals all over the court. You know, when you're 6'11 and can cover the court in three steps, you're all over the court all the time. But Brooke Lopez if you follow the NBA, Brooke Lopez has gone from a big guy. He was top 5 pick in the draft,
okay.
Really good in college, but just a traditional 7-foot guy. And through the last 10 years of his career, has gone from that to a deadly 3-point shooter.
Nice.
He can stand out and shoot threes at a 40% clip.
He's 7 foot.
7'2".
Jesus.
So he not only can he shoots. So, you know, he's a hard shooter. He's a real shooter. He doesn't.
Nice.
He can post up, you know, because he's still 7'2". But on the offense, yeah, he sits out on the perimeter, but he's also one of the best, if not the best, shot blocker in the league.
Well, it's 7 foot two, I would hope so.
Yeah, he's always been a plus 2 blocks or so a game. He's averaging almost 3 blocks a game
Wow.
This year. He had 9 blocks in a game earlier this week, last week. He's playing like a defensive player of the year.
Nice.
It is.
Things are coming together.
Things are coming together, exactly. Yes. Yep. Nope. And Drew Holiday was an all-star for the first or second time. Yeah. He's playing really well.
So would you still consider him the high favorite for the playoffs and to win it all?
In the East, yes. The West, Denver is playing really, really well, and not coincidentally, Denver also has an MVP candidate. Nikola Jokic is a center who passes and he does everything.
Right.
Like Giannis does, he does everything.
That's where Russell went.
Russell Westbrook? No.
Where did he go?
Oh, Clippers or
maybe.
Something.
Maybe it was Clippers.
But yeah, so Denver has a better record.
Lakers in it or not?
No,
they're done.
No.
They're done.
LeBron James is hurt a bit. Anthony Davis is hurt a bit. No, the Lakers are just a team in name only that is great.
Golden State is
funny. They have an amazing record at home. Like, they've only lost 3 games at home this entire year, and they have one of the worst records on the road of anybody in the league. So they're an average team. Even the Mavericks, who traded for Kyrie Irving, are a barely above average team. Boston Celtics have really struggled in the last couple weeks. Last game they played really well was beating the Bucks a week or so ago. They are the best. The Bucks are the East favorite. You would be, if they weren't in the finals, it would be very, very surprising. Go Bucks.
How about the Badgers?
We can say the Badgers made it in the NIT at 17-14. They're the third ranked team in the NIT. Woo woo. They played last night on the ESPN. They played against Bradley University, who's a really good mid-major. They won like 26 games to the Badgers, and the Badgers stomped the yard with them. Nice. Badgers beat them by like 20. Friend of show, Stephen Crowell, went for 36. 36 points. Yeah, he was a monster. He was far and away the best player on the court last night. So they got another game or two in the NIT. It's fun to watch. And
we've got 27. We're about 28. We're at 28 minutes.
We're close.
I want to play one song though for the first time.
Oh,
I actually want to get to because Dropkick Murphys, I'm shipping out to Boston.
Okay.
Because of St. Pat's Day.
Oh, very nice. Look at that.
I'm throwing one in there for you.
That's some synergy. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful week. Catch us on the Spotify. Catch us 9:30 on catch us anytime you want on the internets. Look it up. This is our best show ever. Hit that music.
You bet. Oh, not that one.
Cautiously hit that music.
Just failing miserably.
You're an amateur producer. I'm still super excited, but
there you go.